Amen. God bless you, saints. Why don't we all stand to our feet as and just give God a praise offering as Reverend CC comes to bless us with the word of God. Go ahead and get your Bibles out. Let's get ready to hear from the Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
If you have your Bible with you this morning, turn with me to the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 31. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. Yes. And it reads thus, "For they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint."
Yes, God.
This morning, the Lord has laid on our hearts to speak to you on the team, calling and waiting on what? God's time. Calling and waiting on what? God's time. And the text is Isaiah 40, 31. Let us pray.
Amen.
Father God, he said, thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
God. All we have to say is thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Father God, I'm weak. I said, Lord, speak through me. Speak through me this hour,
yes.
This time,
that somebody
will know that you are God and you are real. God the Father, the Son, and the blessed Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Calling and waiting. I bring you greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And from our own family, here and in Liberia, West Africa.
Amen.
For those of you that are worshiping with Shiloh for the first time, on behalf of the pastor, we want to welcome you to Shiloh.
Amen.
The house of refuge. Mm. Shiloh Baptist Church. I come not on my own, but to stand behind God's pulpit with a sincere heart.
All right.
To say thank you. Thank you to Shiloh Baptist Church family of Trenton, New Jersey. Thank you to my pastor and family. Everybody own this pastor and family. And as I always said, when the chairman, the deacon board, I'm a born Baptist. If a chairman, the deacon board favor you, you are favored in the sight of God. So I want to say, Deacon Poole, I got behind this pulpit during your administration. Mm-hmm. I said, thank you.
That's right.
Thank you. And then my brother Thomas is not there. Brother Thomas, who to go? My friends in Shiloh.
Yes, yes.
And elsewhere. Thank you. I just want for us to just take a moment of silence for my mentor, the one the Lord directed me through to come to Shiloh in my dream. When I met her, after I had a dream that I met this African-American woman, the next day I met this woman in Hellingford Hospital. And she invited me to Charlotte and said, my pastor loves to work with female pastors. Come to Charlotte. I said, I'm going to pray over that. After a few days, while I was praying that the Lord should direct me to a church that I will worship my God, I met Reverend Armstrong. He didn't know me, I didn't know him. But as usual, I'm Cecilia. I met him at Hellingford while trying to enter. I said, oh, hello. My name is Reverend Cecilia. I'm from Liberia. And he said, I'm Reverend Armstrong from Charlotte Baptist. You are invited to Charlotte. So then, I came to Charlotte. The late Reverend Joanne Butler, she was my mentor. And the next person is the late Deaconess Fanny Collins that welcomed me at Charlotte Basin. I love you. I'm here to say I appreciate everything you did and continue to do for me and my family. You may not know your gifts, your money, your prayers, the songs of praise from all the choirs in Charlotte. The inspiration of the choir keeps me going. Every day on my journey, not to give up on God, but continue trusting and waiting on God's time. It is your thinking that got me going. And I pray that this choir will continue to pray that the Holy Spirit will lead you. So as you stand and begin to sing, that someone will feed the Spirit of God.
Amen. Amen.
Calling and waiting on God's time. You going to? It's your time. I call him Yukonto. I say, Thomas is my husband's name. So, Yukonto means parents always missing their children.
Calling and waiting on God's time for what? When you've drawn yourself closer to him, that's when you really know that you ought to call on him. And when you draw yourself close to God, there's nothing he can do for you.
That's right.
I've come this morning to let someone know that God is listening. God is listening because what? It's not over.
Yes.
And it's not over because you draw yourself close to him. Just want to worship God this morning. Draw me close to you. Never let me go. I lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm your friend. You are my desire. No one else will do. And nothing else can take your place. To feel the warmth of your embrace. So help me find my way and bring me back to you. I need the every hour,
yes, yes.
Most gracious Lord,
yes.
No ten love us like thine,
yes.
Her peace afford. I say, pay them.
Oh,
have come.
Yeah.
Have come.
Have come. Have come.
Have come.
Have come. Have come.
Have come.
Have come to thee. Yes. Yes.
To thee.
Yes.
Have come to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Calling and waiting. Calling and waiting.
Yeah, yeah.
This period is called a transitional era. So what happened very poor during the transitional period of your life?
Right.
I've come back to let you know that I called upon the Lord. I called upon the Lord. I tell you, when the answer and dedication went to that period, 2011, and I heard my son singing in Shadow Baptist Church. He's singing the song, I need it, I need it. Something, something ran in my body. I dropped on the floor.
Yeah.
And I called upon God.
Right.
And I said, God, if you hear my prayer, listen to my son. My son is crying. I say he wants to see his mother. Lord, my son is saying, I need you. Calling on God. Yes, we know the story. How Hannah prayed.
Yeah.
How she cried to God. She cried to God until the priest caught she was drunk. Then knew she was drunk for the Lord. Something was burning in her. And she was calling on God. Asking for answer. I said, calling on God, calling on the Lord in the time of trials and tribulations. Oh, church, I prayed, I fasted, I called on the Lord. My heart was broken. I was troubled on every side, separated from my family. But I kept on praying.
Yeah.
I kept on praying.
Yeah.
And I husband. Thank God that I still have a husband. Oh, you may not know how deep for it is to be separated. Oh, I said, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
I called on the Lord. I called on the Lord. 7 years of separation from my husband. 11 years of separation from my children, my grandchildren, and family. Oh, you may not know this story, but I come back to let you know that when I'm going through the trials, when I'm going through my peace, then I turn to the song of Whitney Houston. I say, "Have they laid me down? Come on, hear me now. I'm lost without a cause. After giving it my all, I look to you. I look to you. After all my strength is gone, in you I can be strong. Oh, I look to you. I look to you." After calling on God, I say, finally, I learned how to wait.
Yeah.
I said, I learned how to wait. Oh, the psalmist says, according to Psalm 27:14, says, wait on the Lord.
Yeah.
He has good courage.
Yeah.
And he shall strengthen the heart.
Yeah.
Wait, I say, on the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, I say, on the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes it is good for us to wait on the Lord. Just continue trusting the Lord. There will be times that you will question God. I know I question God. I said, Lord, why is it that I'm going through all of these things? Why is it that I tried to do my best, and my best cannot be seen? But the Lord said, wait. Maybe somebody here today hearing my voice, going through that under trials and thinking and asking the question, I'll come back to encourage you to say, wait on the Lord.
Yes.
Oh, then I turn to Isaiah 40:31 that says, for they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Oh, my beloved, God renew my strength. Until when my enemies see me, they just can't believe. Why is it that I'm still smiling? But I come back to let you know I'm smiling because I know the name called Jesus. Because I know that when he lifts you up, no man will bring you down. I say, I know the man called Jesus, the man that took me from my sick bed. I say, I know that the Spirit is the man called Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, when you wait for the Lord, he renew your strength. Oh, I'm so glad that I have this strength. I have this energy to tell somebody the good news of Jesus. Do you know Jesus? Do you know him? I said, do you know him? He has bridged over troubled waters. I said, he is the bridge over troubled waters. He is my God. He is my Savior. He is my friend. Oh, just call on the Lord. Just call to him. The song says, call on the Lord. I said, call on him, and he will answer you. He will answer you. Wait. 11 years. Now 11 years have come. I'm now going back to Liberia. I'm going back to Liberia to tell them the good news of Jesus. To tell them the story on the other side. He brought me this far. He brought me this far. And I'm not. I have come too far. I have come too far. And I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to give up. I have come too far. Nobody told me. Nobody told me that the road was not going to be easy. Nobody told me. But I have come too far.
All right.
Yes. I have come too far. I have come too far. No turning around. Yes. No turning around.
Yeah, God.
This transitional period.
Yes, yes.
It's not an easy one. It's not. It's not. Sometimes people wonder why Reverend Will smile. I know sometimes I get on your nerves, I get it. But you don't know my story. You don't know my story. You don't know my peace. You don't know my peace. One day, one of the preachers was preaching, and Reverend Armstrong looked at me and said, Reverend, that's your sermon. I said, yes. You don't know my story. So when you see me shouting, when you see me jumping,
yes, sir.
I'm jumping. I'm jumping. I'm jumping.
Go ahead.
Because the man called Jesus.
Yeah.
Because of the man called Jesus.
Yes,
I know he will carry me through.
Yeah.
Now I can say to somebody, he kept me here.
Yeah.
He kept me here. He kept me here for a reason. He kept me. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I almost, you know, get caught. Say, I almost let go. I feel like I just couldn't take it anymore. Hey. My problems had me down. I say had me down. Until when I pray, if you pass on the street, beauty or crazy person living in a house. Because I'd be praying and be yelling at God to answer me. Oh, Jesus, it's hard. But God had me close. So I wouldn't let go. I say his mercy, who am I? His mercy kept me in. Just imagine, Reverend Duo in Liberia. What am I going to preach about? Jesus! The goodness of Jesus! The goodness of Jesus! He kept me in. He kept me in. I'm going crazy, but he kept me in.
Yeah.
Call on him. Wait. Wait on the Lord. And you will renew your strength.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Somebody say amen again.
Amen.
And one more time for the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God bless you, saints. Deacons, deaconess, clergy, help me extend this invitation. We thank God for this preacher who has preached out of the depth of her soul. And listen, even those of us who've been to Liberia, Mitzi and Deborah and the Browns, Dr. and Dr. Brown and Jerry and myself and John Weaver and Diane and Loreen and a few others of us, even those of us who've been blessed to travel, see, it's nothing like being through it yourself. Amen. And when I listen to CC testify about being kept by the Lord, we are thanking God every single day for the blessings that he's bestowed. And so as we extend now, she's preached a very straightforward message. Wait on the Lord. Those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not get weary. They shall walk and never faint. Lord, teach me how to wait. 11 years she's waited. 7 years in her marriage. Wait, I say, upon the Lord. What does it mean to wait on the Lord Jesus? And so someone here today, it may not be the exact testimony that you've heard coming from the pulpit today, but something I'm sure was said that touched upon your heart and your mind, your soul and your spirit. And if you're here today and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ for yourself, you don't have a relationship with Almighty God, we are offering you that opportunity today for you to step forward. Give your hand to the preacher, to the deacon, deaconess, the minister, but give your heart to God. And so someone here today, that this has been for you, you've got to let go and let God step out. Just when you've come to the end of your rope, tie a knot and hold on and wait on the Lord. And so if you want to make a decision for God today, I want you to come up out of your seat. Give us your hand and give God your heart. If you already know Jesus for yourself, you don't have a church home, you've been looking for a church, look no further. We want to invite you to come and be a part of the fellowship and the worship here at the Shiloh Baptist Church. If you want special prayer, step out onto the aisle and grab one of the hands of these preachers, one of these ministers, and let them know that you just need to pray. They'll pray for you, clergy, deacons, deaconess, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Choir singing. And as they sing, these invitations are extended. Anyone want to give their life to the Lord? Make a decision for God? God loved you. And that's why we're even able to be here today. He first loved us. Anyone here today? Anyone here today? In the name of Jesus. Anyone want to join the church? Step forward and give us your hand. Give God your heart. In the name of Jesus. If you want special prayer, just step into the aisles and grab somebody's hand. Anybody. On my left. Anybody here today? Anyone in the center? In the name of the Lord Jesus. Anyone over to my right?
For you are God.
And God alone.
And God alone.
Thank you, God, because of you. Anyone else? Anyone?
I can sing to you.
Anyone?
This song. I just want to say.
Come on, quiet. Say one more time. In the name of Jesus. Anybody love him today?